Imagine a country where the financial health of its states is so critical that it directly impacts the nation's growth and development trajectory. India is that country, and on 11th March 2026, Niti Aayog released the second edition of the Fiscal Health Index, or FHI, 2026, which assesses state finances for the fiscal year 2023-24 across 28 states. This is significant because, for the first time, the index includes 10 northeastern and Himalayan states, with Odisha retaining the top rank among major states, and Punjab, Kerala, West Bengal, and Andhra Pradesh flagged as fiscally stressed. But why is this important? India's fiscal debate often focuses on the union budget, yet the actual delivery of development, such as schools, hospitals, irrigation, roads, welfare transfers, and local infrastructure, depends largely on the states. States are responsible for approximately 2/3 of India's consolidated public expenditure and raise roughly 1/3 of public revenue. They also account for about 1/3 of India's general government debt, a proportion that has grown steadily since the early 2000s. When a state's finances deteriorate, the consequences are not local. Capital expenditure, the most productive form of government spending, is always the first casualty of fiscal stress. A state that begins to spend 55-60% of its revenue receipts on salaries, pensions, and interest payments has almost no room left for roads, water systems, or health infrastructure. Multiplied across several large states simultaneously, this represents a structural drag on India's growth and development trajectory. The Fiscal Health Index was designed by Niti Aayog precisely to make this problem visible and comparable. It is a benchmarking exercise, not a statutory ranking, that allows policymakers, civil society, and the public to assess how different states are managing their public finances relative to each other and over time. So, what does the Fiscal Health Index measure? Niti Aayog released the first edition of the FHI in 2024, covering 18 major states for the period from fiscal year 2014-15 to 2020-23. The second edition, FHI 2026, uses Controller and Auditor General of India, or CAG, verified data and covers the decade-long period from fiscal year 2014-15 to 2023-24. This longitudinal scope makes it a tool for assessing structural trends, not just a snapshot of a single year. The index evaluates states across 5 pillars: quality of expenditure, revenue mobilization, fiscal prudence, debt index, and debt sustainability. Together, these pillars capture not just whether a state is running a deficit, but whether it is spending wisely, collecting taxes effectively, controlling its debt trajectory, and preserving space for future investment. A critical methodological feature of the 2026 edition is that the 10 northeastern and Himalayan states, including Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Himachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura, and Uttarakhand, are ranked separately from the 18 major states. This separation is analytically sound because these states face structural constraints absent in larger, more economically diverse states, such as difficult terrain, sparse populations, very limited own tax revenue capacity, high service delivery costs per capita, and dependence on union transfers that can approach 80-90% of total receipts. Now, let us look at the findings for the 18 major states. The top performers are Odisha, Goa, and Jharkhand. Odisha retained the top position among major states, a result that reflects consistent fiscal discipline over more than a decade. Odisha's fiscal management has been notable for maintaining capital expenditure at around 4-5% of gross state domestic product, or GSDP, among the highest for any Indian state, while keeping its debt-to-GSDP ratio below 25%. Its own tax revenues have grown steadily, and the state has avoided the pattern of large committed expenditure commitments through populist spending that has destabilized other state budgets. Goa and Jharkhand ranked second and third, reflecting smaller and more manageable fiscal positions with relatively better revenue mobilization ratios. The index places Gujarat, Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, and Karnataka in the frontrunners category, while Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Bihar, Tamil Nadu, and Rajasthan are classified as performers. A notable finding is that Bihar improved from the aspirational group in the first edition to the performer category in FHI 2026, reflecting better deficit management and improved revenue performance, a significant shift for a state historically burdened by weak own revenue capacity and high transfer dependence. The four major states ranked weakest, West Bengal, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, and Punjab, share a pattern of recurring fiscal stress that has compounded over multiple years. Their combined characteristics include debt-to-GSDP ratios in the range of 35-45%, significantly above the broadly accepted prudential norm of around 25%. Committed expenditure, defined as salaries, pensions, and interest payments, consumes approximately 50-60% of revenue receipts, leaving very limited headroom for capital or developmental spending. Interest payments alone often exceed 15-20% of revenue receipts, meaning that a large share of every rupee collected in taxes goes towards servicing past debt rather than current services. Punjab is particularly concerning. Its debt-to-GSDP ratio is among the highest in the country, its pension commitments are substantial, and years of revenue deficit financing have left very little fiscal flexibility. Kerala has used off-budget borrowing vehicles, including borrowings by the Kerala Infrastructure Investment Fund Board, or KIFB, to finance spending in ways that may not be fully captured in standard deficit numbers, raising questions about the true scale of state fiscal obligations. Now, let us turn to the findings for the Northeastern and Himalayan states. Among the newly covered states, Arunachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand ranked at the top. Both states have benefited from capital-intensive central projects that have supported GSDP growth and from relatively contained salary pension burdens. The middle tier includes Assam, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Sikkim, and Tripura. At the weaker end, Himachal Pradesh, Manipur, and Nagaland face the most acute fiscal pressure in this group. Himachal Pradesh, in particular, has drawn national attention for a debt-to-GSDP ratio that some estimates place near or above 40%, combined with a very high share of salary and pension commitments in total expenditure and a narrow economic base relative to its public sector size. The FHI 2026 highlights two systemic issues that headline fiscal deficit numbers often conceal. First, off-budget borrowings, loans taken by state-owned corporations and special-purpose vehicles that are financed or guaranteed by the state government but do not appear in the official fiscal deficit calculation. The Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, and the 15th Finance Commission both flagged this issue, with the RBI's State Finances Report estimating that off-budget liabilities could add to 2-3 percentage points to the effective debt levels of several states. Second, the rising share of committed expenditure is structurally destabilizing. States that have expanded government employment, implemented pay commission revisions, and made pension commitments, particularly in states that have not moved to the National Pension System, or NPS, from defined benefit state pension schemes, find that the committed expenditure share of their revenue budget grows automatically each year, irrespective of economic conditions. The Fiscal Responsibility and Budget Management, or FRBM, Act, 2003, and its state-level equivalence established the norm that states should keep their fiscal deficits at or below 3% of GSDP. The 15th Finance Commission reinforced this framework while acknowledging that the pandemic years required relaxation. For post-pandemic fiscal consolidation, the Commission recommended a phased return to the 3% norm, with an additional 0.5% available under specific reform-linked conditions. The 16th Finance Commission, under Chairman Arvind Panagaria, has taken over fiscal devolution design for the next award period. Its deliberations are expected to focus significantly on incentivizing states to improve revenue mobilization, rationalize subsidies, and reduce off-budget liabilities, issues directly addressed by the FHI framework. Now, let us assess the index critically. The FHI is a valuable tool, but it has important limitations. First, it focuses on fiscal prudence but does not systematically assess social outcomes. A state could rank high on fiscal discipline while performing poorly on health or education delivery. Odisha's top fiscal ranking, for instance, coexists with significant indicators of poverty and malnutrition in parts of the state. Second, the index is backward-looking. It uses KIG-verified data that typically lags by 18 to 24 months, meaning it cannot capture the most recent fiscal deterioration or improvement. Third, it does not penalize states for the quality of capital expenditure. Spending on productive infrastructure is treated the same as spending on economically unproductive assets. A stronger version of the index would integrate fiscal health with human development outcomes, creating a composite accountability framework for state governments. Remember this number: states are responsible for approximately 2/3 of India's consolidated public expenditure. Note this carefully: the debt-to-GSDP ratio of stressed states is approximately 35 to 45%, significantly above the broadly accepted prudential norm of around 25%. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Fiscal Health Index 2026 was released by Niti Aayog on 11th March 2026. The data coverage is for the fiscal performance of fiscal year 2023-24. The data verification is KIG verified. The longitudinal period is from fiscal year 2014-15 to 2023-24, a 10-year span. The index has 5 pillars: quality of expenditure, revenue mobilization, fiscal prudence, debt index, and debt sustainability. The first edition of the FHI was released in 2024 and covered 18 major states. The second edition has expanded coverage to include 10 northeastern and Himalayan states, ranked separately. The top achievers among major states are Odisha, Goa, and Jharkhand. The frontrunners include Gujarat, Maharashtra, Chhattisgarh, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, and Karnataka. The performers are Madhya Pradesh, Haryana, Bihar, Tamil Nadu, and Rajasthan. The aspirational states, which are the weakest, are West Bengal, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, and Punjab. Among the northeastern and Himalayan states, the top performers are Arunachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The middle tier includes Assam, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Sikkim, and Tripura. The weakest states in this group are Himachal Pradesh, Manipur, and Nagaland. Key fiscal metrics include the state share of general government debt, approximately 1/3, and the state share of public expenditure, approximately 2/3. The FRBM norm for state fiscal deficit is 3% of GSDP, with a conditional 0.5% relaxation. The debt-to-GSDP of stressed states is approximately 35 to 45%. Committed expenditure in stressed states often consumes 50 to 60% of revenue receipts. Interest payments in stressed states often exceed 15 to 20% of revenue receipts. Odisha's capital outlay is approximately 4 to 5% of GSDP. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The Fiscal Health Index is relevant to your prelims preparation, covering topics such as the FHI, Niti Aayog, CAG, GSDP, FRBM Act 2003, Debt Sustainability, 15th Finance Commission, 16th Finance Commission, off-budget borrowings, NPS, and KIF. For your mains preparation, this topic is relevant to GS2, covering fiscal federalism, center-state financial relations, and finance commission, as well as GS3, covering public finance, state debt management, quality of expenditure, macroeconomic stability, and fiscal consolidation. In conclusion, the Fiscal Health Index 2026 provides critical insights into the financial health of India's states, highlighting the need for fiscal discipline and responsible management of public finances. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember that the fiscal health of states is not just a matter of numbers, but has a direct impact on the lives of citizens and the development trajectory of the country.